That, my friends, is the sound of another sale on Shopify. And let me tell you, when I first started podcasting, I was not thinking about an online store at all. I was just excited that I had figured out how to basically create an audio file and get it out into the universe. I wasn't thinking about the possibilities or what things would look like years on down the road. And now that I'm selling books and decks and meditation scripts, I have found that not only is an online store so important, but it is so easy now that I've discovered Shopify. And Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, whether you're just starting out or maybe you just hit your millionth sale. Shopify has amazing support to help you along the way, and it helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, and it's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Plus, you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-store. And like, honestly, the one thing I wish I would have done differently with my online store is just started it sooner. And Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And the reason is because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So you can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mindful, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mindful now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/mindful. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this surprise drop episode of Mindful in Minutes / Meditation Mama. I have been getting a lot of requests to do kids meditations and a lot of requests for helping kids through anger and frustration. And I am not going to make a habit of this, but I know a lot of you don't know that I have a second podcast called Meditation Mama. Over there, there's fertility, prenatal, postnatal, and some family meditations. But I thought that since I've been getting so many requests for this, that I would just do a second episode where I would reimagine the adult meditation that you see on this feed for children. So if that applies to you, this is just a short meditation for when your little one, your kid, is feeling angry or frustrated. This is one that they can do on their own if you want to just kind of cue it up and hit play. It's one that you guys can do together, but I thought it'd be interesting to reimagine that kind of the idea of meditation for frustration, but for little ones. So. And if you want more like these, go check out Meditation Mama. I'll link to it in the show notes. Or you can pick up my book, Meditation for the Modern Family. I have tons of practices just like this in that book. So all the information in the show notes. Here we go. If you're queuing them up, this is where you would cue up your kid and hit play here. So let's begin this meditation just by finding a comfortable spot. Maybe you want to sit down, maybe you want to lay down, maybe you want to get in your bed. And why don't you start just by saying how you're feeling right now? Maybe you're feeling angry or grumpy. Maybe you're feeling really frustrated. How are you feeling right now? And why are you feeling this way? Did something happen? Did you wake up feeling this way? Why are you feeling frustrated right now? And now think about where in your body do you feel your frustration? Maybe it's in your hands, maybe you're making big fists. Maybe your tummy hurts. Maybe you're really clenching your jaw. Where is your body angry and frustrated? And know that it's okay to feel frustrated, but we're going to try to just calm that frustration a little bit. So think about where you're feeling it in your body. And then take a big deep breath in through your nose. And then breathe out through your mouth. Good. Go ahead and do that two more times. A big breath in through the nose and then breathing out, just you can be as loud as you want. Good. One last time. And now I want you to think about that place in your body where you feel frustrated and go ahead and move it a little bit. Maybe you shake your hands out a little bit. Maybe you wiggle your hips, or maybe you open and close your mouth a couple of times. Good job. And now we're going to go back to our breath. So I want you to take a big breath in. We'll breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, and breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. Let's do that again. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to do 3 more breaths here. And this time when you breathe, I want you to think about a color. So when you breathe in, we're going to breathe in whatever color is your favorite color that feels nice and calming to you. It can be anything. So we'll breathe in again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we're going to breathe out the angriest color you can think of. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 2 more times, breathing in your favorite calm color. 1, 2, 3, 4. And breathe out the angriest color. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do that one more time. Breathe in your calm color. 1, 2, 3, 4. And breathe out your angry color. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good job. Now, how are you feeling? A little bit better? If you want, you could do that again. You can keep breathing with your colors if you'd like. Or if you're ready to be done, you can take your hands, rub them together a couple of times so they're nice and warm, and then take those warm hands, put them on your heart, and tell yourself, good job.